One of the films that you mentioned in passing, Sunset Boulevard, which is certainly a scary woman film. And just, I've talked about this with friends, but what's interesting to me, not simply about that film, but that the show that's being staged now, the Andrew Lloyd Webber show, which is really a female, it's a female Phantom of the Opera, which he also did. The Phantom's scary in part because he's disfigured and a scary kind of guy. She's scary precisely because she's a middle-aged woman who desires, and there are structural similarities between the shows. But what's also interesting is to listen to interviews with Glenn Close, for example, who says she's very concerned about, she wants to appear as beautiful in public as she can because she worries about being cast as a, say, 40 to 50-year-old woman. And then what's so interesting about the theatrical production and her history versus, say, a Gloria Swanson version is that, there isn't the kind of self-referentiality in the show as there is in the film. But certainly, there's a major cash-in on the fear of middle-aged desiring women now, that we're flocking to the theater in droves to see that. So
there is the double standard goes on. That's a really, I think, interesting parallel, as well as, in terms of the kind of extra-textual material that you just supplied, because there is this notion that, the notion of the perfectible body rather than a change in the standards, because certainly for aging women, the Catherine Deneuve stands, has stood, but certainly we've got Lauren Hutton. So when middle-aged women are used as models and they're pointed to, see, we're using middle-aged women, the ideal is still of staying youthful and looking youthful. Doesn't matter really, I guess, how old you feel.